Tax matters. Taxes covered under treaties. Tax treaties are also known as double taxation agreements, referring to bilateral or multilateral international tax agreements between countries with respect to how the respective residents of the jurisdictions should be treated in the respective states. The parties to a tax treaty are referred to as contracting states. Double taxation occurs when two states impose a comparable tax on the same taxpayer or when two or more people are taxed on the same income. The former is referred to as juridical double taxation and the latter is called economic double taxation. Problems of double taxation emerged at dawn of 20th century when taxes became the main source of revenue in many Western countries and universally. Firms in cross-border business experienced high rates of taxes as a result of tax on both source and residence. With globalization on the rise, mitigating the effects of double taxation has become very important than ever. Every tax treaty specifies the taxes to which it relates. For instance, the title to the OECD Model Tax Treaty highlights that it is a convention with respect to taxes on income and capital. Article 2 of the OECD Model Tax Convention provides that the treaty applies to taxes on income and capital imposed on behalf of a contracting state or of its political subdivisions or local authorities, irrespective of the manner in which they are levied. Article 2.2 thereof provides that all taxes imposed on total income or total capital, elements of income or of capital, including taxes on gains from alienation of movable or immovable property, taxes on total amounts of wages or salaries as well as taxes on capital appreciation shall be regarded as taxes on income and capital respectively. The provisions of Article 2.2 of the OECD MTC are very useful as they delineate what constitute taxes on income and or capital. Most of Zimbabwe's tax treaties do not have a similar clause. The effect of this delineation is that any taxes which fall outside those taxes specifically covered will not be subject to the treaty. Ordinarily, any person may not benefit under the provisions of the treaty. Some tax treaties expressly provides for certain taxes as they are known in the respective states. For example, the UK, Zimbabwe treaty provides specifically that the taxes covered in UK are income tax, corporation tax and capital gains tax, while in Zimbabwe it covers income tax, non-residence shareholders tax, non-residence tax on interest, branch profits tax and capital gains tax. It is thus always important to be clear about the taxes that are covered in a tax treaty. Where a tax was introduced after entry into force of a treaty, the taxes may be covered under the identical or substantially similar taxes provision. Article 2.4 of the treaty also provides a generally clause to the effect that it shall also apply to any identical or substantially similar taxes which are imposed after the entry into force of a treaty. However, the phrase identical or substantially similar taxes should be applied with caution. For example, the question may arise whether treaties entered into by Zimbabwe prior to introduction of capital gains tax, CGT, Act in 1981 also cover CGT. It will appear that under the South Africa, SA, Zimbabwe Treaty of 1966, CGT would not qualify as an identical or substantially similar tax phrase but rather catered for under Article 1. B. E. which provides that the treaty applies to all other taxes on persons or on the incomes of persons which are chargeable in Zimbabwe. Recently in South Africa, the Supreme Court of Appeal was confronted with a similar challenge in VW, Thai, Limited versus C. SARS to determine whether secondary tax on companies, STC, which was introduced after entry into force of the SA and Germany tax treaty qualified as substantially similar to tax on dividends. Appellant was a South African resident wholly owned subsidiary of a German holding company, which had remitted a dividend to its parent company in Germany and in so doing STC was levied by the SA Revenue Service, SARS, at the rate of 12.5% for the remittance. The appellant had wanted to rely on Article 7 of the tax treaty, which provided for a rate of 7.5% with respect to non-residence tax on dividends on the argument that STC was a tax substantially similar to the former. The court found that there are substantial differences between STC and a withholding tax on dividends in that STC was a sui generis tax chargeable based on the net amount of any dividend declared by a resident company in a dividend cycle. That it is a tax on the company declaring a dividend as opposed to dividends tax payable by the recipient of a dividend. On that basis, the court found out that STC was therefore not substantially similar to a withholding tax and that it was not covered by the treaty to allow appellant to benefit from reduced tax rate of 7.5% for remitting dividends to its Germany parent. For instance, SARS issued a binding general ruling No. 9 of 2011 on what constitutes similar taxes on income. It provides, inter alia, that taxes, which are not on income, include VAT, customs and excise duties, transfer duty, estate duty, skills development levy, etc. In conclusion, it is clear that the title, the preamble and the headings of a tax treaty are very critical in determining the taxes to which it applies. Thus, in Imperial Chemical Industries Limited v. Caro 39 TC 374, the court was guided by the heading of a treaty in arriving at the decision that the treaty was not only applicable to income tax but also other taxes like defense contributions. Meanwhile, Matrix Tax School invites you to take part in the upcoming course on payroll tax and administration. The course commences on January 13 to February 8, 2022 online through Zoom portal. Tapara is the founder of Tax Matrix, Private, Limited and Chief Executive of Matrix Tax School. He writes in his personal capacity.